理课堂听 class.com。
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good evening.
Hello there.
English from Australia. Program number 6.
Hello.我是王恩喜，今天和我在一起讲课的是 John 和 Barbara。
Hello.
Hello.
你要是听过第四讲的话，一定知道你想表示喜欢什么该怎么说。
I like Chinese food.
也知道你想表示不喜欢什么该怎么说。
I don't like hot food.
上一讲，也就是第五讲里，我们听到 like 这个词的另外一种不同用法，用来请别人描述一个人、一件东西、一个地方。
What's he like? What's she like?
上面的问句是请别人描述一个人。如果是描述一件东西或者一个地方呢？
What's it like?
这些问句都是要求别人描述人或物。至于你想知道别人对事物的意见，你可以问
What do you think about it? What do you think about it?
或者这样问
What do you think of it? What do you think of it?
这两种问法，不管你用哪一种，你就很可能听到别人的意见了。今天这一讲就要讲这方面的问题，如何征求意见，如何发表意见。 John 认为你也许想听一首澳大利亚的传统歌曲，但是选什么歌他没有把握，想先听听 Barbara 的意见。于是他问 Barbara， 要是选羊毛剪子咔嚓嚓，他觉得怎么样？这首歌英语叫
Click Go the Shears.
Click Go the Shears, boys. Click, click, click. Why do she blow and his hands move quick? The ringer looks around and is beaten by a blow and curses the old stagger with the bare belly.
我们听听他怎么问 Barbara.
Barbara, what do you think of Click Go the Shears?
It's good.
Barbara 说这首歌不错。John 的问句是
What do you think of?
你跟着 John 问这个问题。
What do you think of Click Go the Shears?
可 John 又觉得你可能想听人们最熟悉的一首澳大利亚歌曲，你也许以前听过的
Waltzing Matilda
Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me, waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me, and he sang.
听 John 怎么问问题吧。
What do you think of waltzing Matilda?
I think it's good too.
Hey, Barbara 觉得这首歌也挺好。你注意到没有？ Barbara 说，我觉得。
I think. I think.
这是回答那一类问题时的第一句话。当然了，刚才 Barbara 第一次回答的时候，并没有说我觉得。这两种打法都是正常的，都可以用。
Barbara.What do you think of Click Go the Shears?
It's good.
And what do you think of Waltzing Matilda?
I think it's good too.
得，这倒是叫人为难了。选哪个呢？两个歌都好。这样自己呢，也喜欢 Waltzing Matilda. 他就是不知道哪个歌更好。
I like Waltzing Matilda too. Which is better, Barbara? What's your opinion?
John 又换了一种方式征求 Barbara 的意见。他干脆这样问，你的意见呢？
What's your opinion?
再听一遍，请跟着说。
What's your opinion?
那么 Barbara 的意见是什么呢？
Which is better, Barbara? What's your opinion?
My opinion? Waltzing Matilda. It's better known.
Okay, let's use Waltzing Matilda.
结果是选了 Waltzing Matilda, 因为 Barbara 说这首歌知道的人更多。
It's better known.
把这几句话再听一遍。
Which is better, Barbara? What's your opinion?
My opinion? Waltzing Matilda. It's better known.
Okay, let's use Waltzing Matilda.
可是事情往往是这样，看起来容易，做起来却不那么容易，对不对？原来这个歌 John 有好几个录音，录的是不同的谱子。这可怎么选呢？只好再问 Barbara。
Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing.
这是录的第一个谱子。我们听 Barbara 怎么说。
What do you think of this version, Barbara?
I think it's very nice.
他们在听这段音乐的时候 ，John 问 Barbara， 你觉得这个谱子怎么样
？What do you think of this version, Barbara?
Barbara 的意见呢
？I think it's very nice.
他说我觉得挺好听。你跟着John问一下这个问题。
Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda.
What do you think of this version, Barbara?
你再跟着 Barbara 回答这个问题。
I think it's very nice.
再听第二个谱子。John 把问题又变了一下。
How do you feel about this version?
It's nice. It's bright.
用了一个问句，和以前的都不一样，征求 Barbara 的意见。
How do you feel about?How do you feel about this version?
Barbara 也变了一下答句，没说我觉得，只说这谱子挺好。
It's nice. It's nice.
又加了一点意见。
It's bright.
意思是轻快。
It's nice.It's bright.
再听两遍这个问句，请跟着说。
How do you feel about this version? How do you feel about this version?
Barbara 认为怎么样呢？你听她说，跟着也说。
It's bright. It's bright.
看来这两个谱子 ，Barbara 都喜欢，说两个都挺好，这就是她的意见。
Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, you come a
What do you think of this version, Barbara?
I think it's very nice.
How do you feel about this version?
It's nice. It's bright.
这歌还有第三个谱子呢。Barbara 又有什么意见呢？
Now what do you think of this version?
No, I think it's dull.
Barbara 不喜欢这谱子，觉得没味儿。
I think it's dull.
再听一遍他的意见，请跟着说。
I think it's dull.
Now, what do you think of this version?
No, I think it's dull.
到现在为止，我们听到了几种问法。
What's your opinion? What's your opinion?
What do you think of this version? What do you think of this version?
How do you feel about this version? How do you feel about this version?
现在，请你征求 Barbara 的意见。首先是挑哪个歌？你先问 ，John 帮你核对。你用 opinion 这个词。
What's your opinion, Barbara?
Waltzing Matilda. It's better known.
哪个谱子呢？
Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda.
你问 Barbara, 她认为这个谱子怎么样？用 think 这个词。
What do you think of this version?
Down came a jumbuck to drink at the billabong.
I think it's very nice.
He 对这个谱子又觉得怎么样？用 feel 这个词。
How do you feel about this version?
It's bright.
This 一个呢，你再问 Barbara， 用 think 这个词。
What do you think of this version?
I think it's dull.
那么 John 觉得这谱子怎么样？先听听 Barbara 的意见。然后听他的。
What do you think of this version?
I think it's dull.
Yes, I agree.
意思是说的对，我同意。John 也认为这谱子单调，没味儿。看来他不会挑那个谱子，让你再听了。你跟着 John 说，你同意。
Yes, I agree.
你要是不同意，就简单的说。
No, I don't agree. No, I don't agree.
你跟着 Barbara 试一下好吗？
No, I don't agree.
你也可以说。
I disagree. I disagree.
你跟着 John 试一下。
I disagree.
那是说不同意。要是表示同意，还有一种说法是，对，我也觉得这样。在这个上下文里是指，对，我也觉得单调。
Yes, I think so too. Yes, I think so too.
你跟着 Barbara 说一遍。
Yes, I think so too.
你要是不同意，就说相反的话。不，我并不认为是这样的。当然，这是按英语的习惯，这一点下面还要解释。
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
你跟着这样说一遍。
No, I don't think so.
在这里要请注意，表达不同意的方式，英文和中文不同。中文说，我认为不是这样的。英语要说，我不认为是这样的。还有一点，英语回答表示同意，一开始用是的 ，yes， 跟在它后面必须用肯定句。表示不同意，一开始用不，
no， 后面必须用否定句，所以应该说是的，我也同意。不，我不同意。
Yes, I think so.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
可见同意或者不同意别人的意见说法还不少。我们全部听一遍。首先是同意。
Yes, I agree. Yes, I think so too.
然后是不同意。
No, I don't agree. I disagree. No, I don't think so.
好，以上是表示同意或者不同意。现在再谈谈有关的语音问题。你可能还记得，在前几讲里我们曾指出，在正常的谈话里往往把一些词连起来说，譬如这样说，
I agree, I agree.
他把这两个词连起来了，这两个词是
I
和
agree。
他用一个微弱的 y 把两个词连起来，
y y，
这个音不容易听出来，不过确实是夹在两个词中间的。
I agree, I agree.
再听两遍，请跟着说。
I agree.
前面 Barbara 还说过
My opinion.
这也是一个用微弱的 y 连接两个词的例子。再听两遍，请跟着说。
My opinion.
下面还有一个连续的例子，我们刚才听过的。
What's your opinion? Your opinion. Your opinion.
这一回用来连接的音是
r
夹在两个词中间。
Your opinion.
再听两遍，请跟着说。
Your opinion.
我们还听过这个句子，
I don't agree.
请注意最后两个词也要连起来，你跟着 Barbara 试一下。
I don't agree.
下面是 John 对自己喜欢的两首歌的意见，一会儿他再给你放哪一首呢？哪一首比较好呢？
Well, John, what do you think?
I like the first version best.
Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, You come a waltzing Matilda with meAnd he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
今天这一讲里你学了一些词句，有的征求意见，有的表达意见，有的表明自己同意还是不同意，都是和音乐有关的。过一会儿你还有机会听他们讨论一个有争论的问题，也是和音乐有关的。刚才你听到的是摇摆舞音乐，是一个摇摆舞音乐队在悉尼的一家饭店里演奏的。你准能听出来，摇摆舞音乐闹得很，不是每个人都喜欢的。可是在许多国家，爱听这种音乐的人还不少。最近，悉尼那家饭店附近的居民都对饭店老板提出意见，说音乐太吵了。我们的记者 Jeff Howard 为此特请两位住在饭店附近的居民对饭店演奏这种音乐发表意见。第一位居民 Jane Thomas 反对，可是第二位居民 Paul Adams 赞成。 下面是三个人交谈的第一部分。你要听懂的话，得先学这些词儿。
Live music，
意思是当场演奏的音乐，这是和录音相对而言的。
Live music， live music。
The Bridge Hotel，
大桥饭店。大桥是这家饭店的名称。
The Bridge Hotel。The Bridge Hotel。
In my opinion，
意思是，在我看来，我认为。
In my opinion。In my opinion。
The wrong place。
字面意思是错误的地方，实际上意思是，在这种地方当场演奏音乐不合适。
The wrong place。The wrong place。
Residential area，
意思是住宅区。
Residential area。Residential area。
住宅区里有大片的单元房子和住宅，没有或者是很少工厂。住宅区主要供居住用，噪音不能太大。Jeff 一开头说，人们都在议论大桥饭店当场演奏音乐的这件事儿。接着就问 Jean 有什么意见。
We're talking about live music at the Bridge Hotel. Jean, what do you think of live music at the Bridge Hotel?
Well, in my opinion, it's the wrong place for live music.
Why is that?
Well, the hotel's in a residential area.
Jeff 征求 Jean 对大桥饭店当场演奏音乐的意见。问
What do you think of live music at the Bridge Hotel?
Jean 说我认为
In my opinion
在这种地方当场演奏音乐是不合适的。
It's the wrong place for live music. In my opinion, it's the wrong place for live music.
再听一遍，请跟着说
In my opinion, it's the wrong place for live music.
他的理由呢？因为饭店是在住宅区。
The hotel's in a residential area. The hotel's in a residential area.
再听一遍 Jean Thomas 的意见。
We're talking about live music at the Bridge Hotel. Jean, what do you think of live music at the Bridge Hotel?
Well, in my opinion, it's the wrong place for live music.
Why is that?
Well, the hotel's in a residential area.
另外一位居民 Paul Adams 的意见呢？下面又有一段话，你要听懂得先学几个词儿。
To react strongly，
意思是反应强烈。
To react strongly。To react strongly。Somewhere to go，
意思是有个地方可以走走、玩玩、散散心。
Somewhere to go。Somewhere to go.
Paul, how do you feel about this?
If you want my opinion, I think Jean Thomas is reacting too strongly. Many people in the area need somewhere to go, and they like the music at the Bridge Hotel.
Paul Adams 发表意见，一上来用的词儿又不一样了。你问我的意见吗？
If you want my opinion, if you want my opinion...
接着就说自己的意见了。我觉得 Jean Thomas 说的有点过火。
I think Jean Thomas is reacting too strongly. I think Jean Thomas is reacting too strongly.
Paul Adams 又进一步说了说自己的看法。他说这个地区有许多人都想找个地方走走。
Many people in the area need somewhere to go.Many people in the area need somewhere to go.
他的意思是说，许多人觉得在这个地区需要有一个娱乐的场所，特别是要听听音乐。他们可以上大桥饭店听音乐，也喜欢那儿的音乐。
They like the music at the Bridge Hotel. They like the music at the Bridge Hotel.
再听一遍 Paul Adams 的意见。
Paul, how do you feel about this?
If you want my opinion, I think Gene Thomas is reacting too strongly. Many people in the area need somewhere to go, and they like the music at the Bridge Hotel.
他们的谈话怎么结束呢？我们接着听。再请你学几个词儿。
Noisy,
意思是太吵了，太闹了。
Noisy, noisy.
The band stops at 10 o'clock.
意思是乐队演奏到10点钟就停了。
The band stops at 10 o'clock. The band stops at 10 o'clock.
Till then,
意思是到那时为止，在10点钟以前。
Till then, till then.
下面我们听谈话怎样结束。
But rock and roll's noisy, isn't it?
Right.
That's true. But the band stops at 10 o'clock.
But it's very noisy till then.
Well, thank you, Gene and Paul, for giving us your opinions.
Thanks.
Jeff Howard, 我们也要向你表示感谢呢。得，两个人的看法、爱好有矛盾怎么办？不过我们倒又听到了另外一种表示同意的说法。Gene Thomas 说
Right,
意思是对。Paul Adams 其实也同意，他说那倒不假。
That's true, that's true.
可是他又加了一条理由，说明为什么他认为 Gene Thomas 说的有点过火。
But the band stops at 10 o'clock.
意思是，可是那乐队到10点就停了呀。
That's true, but the band stops at 10 o'clock.
再听一遍全部谈话。
We're talking about live music at the Bridge Hotel. Gene, what do you think of live music at the Bridge Hotel?
Well, in my opinion, it's the wrong place for live music.
Why is that?
Well, hotel's in a residential area.
Paul, how do you feel about this?
If you want my opinion, I think Gene Thomas is reacting too strongly. Many people in the area need somewhere to go, and they like the music at the Bridge Hotel.
But rock and roll's noisy, isn't it?
Right.
That's true. But the band stops at 10 o'clock.
But it's very noisy till then.
Well, thank you, Gene and Paul, for giving us your opinions.
Thanks.
你对摇摆舞音乐到底怎么看？我可不清楚。不过，我们希望你从今天这一讲学到了一点儿用英语发表意见的方法。歌中最后唱到，到此该结束，我们这一讲呢也该结束了。
Our sixth program.
今天你已经听完了第六讲，下一讲我们要教你怎样问路，怎样给人指路。好，再会。
Bye.
Bye.